Go ahead and please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and acknowledgement and mission statement. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do the mission statement.
Lamb acknowledgement.
He's coming.
Yeah, he's going to here.
I'd like to present Mr. Hernandez from the Pasquayaki tribe. He will be doing the land acknowledgement.
Talking to you.
Yes, or you can face him.
Hi, how you guys all doing?
Hey.
Not around the weather, but we're getting this done. I just wanted to kind of say that we are coming together as a collaborating a lot of stuff with South Tucson. Pasquayaki being that we have a lot of tribal members here in South Tucson, this is the reason why we feel that we're a part of South Tucson. Yeah. We've always worked together. We work with PD, fire department, and the land acknowledgement that we're doing is to show that we have a lot of members here and we're willing to support South Tucson in any way that we can. So
mm-hmm.
I want to give everybody thanks for the opportunity of being here.
Yeah.
New council, congratulations for the ones coming in and the ones that have been here. I grew up here in South Tucson, so I'm familiar with South Tucson. I mean, the gate's a little bit longer for me to walk. There was no gate before, you know, every time I would come to the library. But my historical place is here in South Tucson. I grew up here as a child, and me becoming the chairman of the Pasquayaki tribe. And to fulfill a lot of stuff for our tribal members, being that we do have a lot of tribal members here in South Tucson, I'm grateful for the opportunity and to be able to help out and collaborate a lot of stuff with South Tucson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you mind reading the land acknowledgement?
I want to make the land acknowledgement back.
It's embarrassing.
Vice Mayor Maria Lopez, on behalf of the South Tucson residents, we honor the tribal nations who have served as caretakers of this land from time immemorial and especially acknowledgement the ancestral homelands of the Tohono O'odham Nation and multi presence of the Pasquayaki tribe within the South Tucson. Consistent with the city of South Tucson committed to delivering diversity and inclusion, we strive towards building equal partners relationships with the Arizona tribal nations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The mission of the City of South Tucson is to build up our community through mutual cooperation between we, your public servants, and you, our citizens, so that jointly we can build a safer and stronger city. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, precious. Thank you.
Yes, I know.
Thank you.
Wayne, thank you.
So at this time, we'll have a roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Here.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Here.
Council Member Romero?
Here.
Mayor Diaz?
Here.
Councilor Flagg?
Here.
Councilor Aguirre?
Here.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Here.
Okay, so the next item is the approval of the minutes, a regular meeting October 1st, 2024. But I'd like to also make an announcement in regards to the Gila River Indian Community I received the awards letter from the community, and I'd like to thank Public Director Denny Donardon for submitting the grant, and it is for police vehicles. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to ask, are there any additions to the, or corrections to the regular meeting of October 1?
No, I write it.
Seeing none, I'll have them make a motion to accept.
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to accept the minutes for October 1st, 2024.
Second.
It's been moved in second. All is signified by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, thank you. So the next item is the installation of newly elected council members. So, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Our judge, Magistrate Judge Mary Lee Matthew, and I will perform the swearing in of the newly elected council members. And the exiting members will be Vice Mayor Herman Lopez, Acting Mayor Rita Rogers, and Council Member Lee Matthew. So, I'd like to welcome. Newly elected a council of Melissa Brown-Dominguez, Susan Jimenez, and Father Lopes. Congratulations.
To the newly elected council members, please.
Hang on.
Oh, he's,
oh, yes.
He's new.
Yes. Mr. Diaz has joined the...
He's new, too. For a year, for 4 more years.
Correct, yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So we have all four. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the City of South Tucson.
And the City of South Tucson.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge.
The duties of the position of council member.
The duties of the position of council member.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. Congratulations.
There you go. Maybe I should thank you, Jeff.
My
retreat.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you get going first.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank you for your service. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt, for all your hard work.
You can sign them now. You can write up for whatever you want. Put it to
them. Okay.
Huh?
Sit down.
grab mine.
I guess I could do that right now, then after. The next one?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Where's Roxy going to sit?
Do we have enough chairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you want to do this? What's in the middle? Yes.
I guess here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all. So the next item is the election of the mayor. So at this point, I'll take nominations for the dissolution of the mayor. Councilman Bryan?
Yeah. I think everybody I know, based on her hard work and her experience, would think that Roxana Valenzuela would make a really good mayor for the city of South Tucson, because we have a lot of work to do, especially in these dark times. And so I'd like to nominate Roxana Valenzuela as mayor.
Is there a second?
I would second that.
Okay, so it's been moved in second. So, roll call.
Paul Diaz?
No.
Brian Flagg?
Yes.
Cesar Aguirre?
Yes.
Roxana Valenzuela?
Yes.
Pablo Jimenez?
Yes.
Melissa Brown Dominguez?
Yes.
Luisa Jimenez?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Motion passes.
But what if I don't want to accept it? Well,
Bosco Yaqui Tribe would like to present a gift to the council.
Oh, okay. At this point, the chairman from the Bosco Yaqui Tribe would like to present a gift to the council. So if you could please come up.
Representative of council of Bosco Yaqui is going to be here. Blanco, can you assist us? Francisco Munoz.
Hey, that guy's on the El Rio board. See,
yeah.
The dude in the corner.
Yeah.
That's a cool little.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Look forward to working with
Francisco.
Thank you, sir.
How you doing?
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good to see you, bro. All right,
I'm doing good.
The manager. So, if you guys can give a little bit of words of wisdom to this new council, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So we can start with this. We always start with the blessing in our tradition. So, if we can have Munoz bless you guys.
Please.
And the adventures that you guys are seeking to do.
Santa Cosita, Gachica Tempo, Socosieta, Soca Spiritus Santos, Ave Maria Purissima. Today, on this beautiful day, we ask that your hearts be opened as well as your mind. The work that you will now continue to do for the public is a wonderful one, but it comes with many challenges. We ask the Father, Son, Ita Machaita'a to shine upon you each and every day as you wake up to make these decisions. We ask that he continue to bless you, as well as our Mother Moon, Malamecha. Every time you go to bed and perhaps you have issues that you still have in your mind or in your heart, give it to her so that she can take it up and put it up in the sky, and she can help you to be able to find some kind of resolution, some kind of solution. We ask that the city of South Tucson continue to be blessed with its residents, with your leadership, with your insight, with all your knowledge that you come together collectively. And we ask that Senorita Machay continue to bless you each and every day. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Good evening. I'm here
I grew up in South Tucson, so I'm really glad to see you and Dan. His mother was a really good friend, and so was Dan and his family. So I'm really glad to see new faces and that we have with age. They said something from the age, the whites. So I worked with the tribe 40 years, and I retired in January, and then I decided to run for the position of the council, tribal council. So I'm still working, and I wish you the best, and that you will continue to work throughout your life in this beautiful place that I grew up in. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Rolando Flores, one of the council members for Pascuayaki Tribe. I wanted to thank you for inviting us this evening and joining you on this special occasion. Congratulations to the newly elected councilors. We can relate, you know, we're just months into the job ourselves. Congratulations, new mayor of South Tucson.
Thank you.
Just briefly want to say that I look forward to collaborating with y'all, and I know we have some meetings in the works and some joint meetings that we plan to take place in the future. So congratulations. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jose Enrique Saldana. So Dios en Chimañabo, Quechemalea, Enepo, Jose Enrique Saldana. So I am one of the members of council, actually the youngest on council. So it's just good to see new faces coming into leadership positions, and again, grateful for those leaders that led us up until now. So thank you for the historical knowledge. Thank you to those that have served for many, many years. And like Council Member Flores and the council said, this council is very committed to continuing the great work with the South Tucson leadership, and we look forward to the meetings to come. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman. Thank you.
So I just wanted to share with you, now that Jose said, so back in 2000, I was first elected. I've done 20 years. I'll do 24 after this. I know that it's not easy, and it has a lot of challenges. But just know that your faith and why you're here and why your heart's here, that's what's going to really continue to push you forward. So with that, I hope that, you know, I was just like Jose, I was a young guy at one time. I'm not as young, but I'm more knowledgeable now, and I can do more things with a lot less work.
Uh-huh. Right on.
Thank you. What a blessing. Well, I just want to thank the council for your nomination and for your trust. I know it's been a tough 2 years with a very divided council. I also know that our community is suffering. I've recently been door knocking, checking in with our residents, and hearing their concerns. And the reality is that they want a South Tucson that is safer, healthier, and cleaner. The reality is that they are afraid. They're afraid because there's a lot of crime that's happening in our streets. Just recently, about maybe a week or two, a teenager got murdered just right down the street. Fentanyl has taken over our streets. People are just smoking these little blue pills out in the open without consequence. And we're seeing a lot more homelessness now than we have ever. Our community is feeling desperate, and they need to feel protected. We all deserve a police department that is not only responsive, but that is going to engage with our community, that is going to build relationships with our community. I think our goal, all of our goal, is to build up the police department, the fire department, so that everybody feels safe in their own home. Additionally,
There's a need for affordable housing. That need is very urgent. We are in a crisis. So we need to continue pushing for the development of not only affordable housing, but housing that is safe and dignified for all.
Amen.
This also means that we're going to continue holding accountable those landlords that take advantage of our vulnerability. We will be forcing these slumlords out of South Tucson.
Amen.
And for our small businesses, I hear your cry for help. I used to own a small business in South Tucson, and let me tell you that it was really difficult for me to go through all of those hardships alone. We need to come together. We need to unite to build up the business community. They are the backbone of our economy, so we need to put a little focus on them too. There is a huge demand for change, but together we can accomplish great things. I know that, like my colleague said, we have a lot of work ahead of us, but we're ready, right? We're ready to work for you.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're ready to address these challenges of homelessness, gentrification, affordable housing, safety, but also we're going to preserve our culture because that is our strength. Our people are our strength, and we're here to represent you. So thank you. Thank you all for being here. This unity means everything to us.
All right.
Y que viva su Tucson! I guess I'm running the meeting now. So our next item is the appointment of vice mayor and the appointment of acting mayor.
First, vice mayor.
So I first want to say, I don't know if Anita's still here, but I just want to thank you for your service. 12 years sitting on the council, and not just here, but through our church, to Santa Cruz Church. So I just want to thank you for your service, and I know you're going to continue your work out there. And Vice Mayor Lopez, my friend, my colleague, I don't know where you're at, but I just want to say that I'm going to miss working with you this term, but I also know that we have a lot of work out there to do on the streets. So I'll see you around. I'll see you at the fiestas. all right. So for vice mayor, at this time,
asking for a motion. Do you have a motion? You got
to
run.
I would like to appoint Melissa Dominguez as our vice mayor. Be our acting mayor. Yes.
I'd be honored.
There's a lot of work ahead of us, and this team's gonna get it done. Dulce, I'm so excited to work with you, girl. So may I get a motion?
A motion to adjourn?
Yes. That's the last item on the meeting, correct? Yeah.
Mayor, the chairman from the Tono Democratic just arrived.
Hi. So before we adjourn, if I could please invite the Honorable Chairman Verlin Jose from the Tohono O'odham tribe to share a couple of words for the newly elected council.
Sorry, my back's hurting, guys. I'm going to approach the most important people here. They're the most important people is because they hold up all of us.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
South Tucson. And we need to support them because they're the ones at the bottom. They're not the ones at the top. They're the ones at the bottom holding everybody else accountable.
Yeah, that's good.
So, Honorable Mayor, City Council, it's a privilege and honor to stand before you and to congratulate you on behalf of the Stone Arthur Nation, and to also inform you that we are about building bridges and not walls. City of South Tucson is a sacred place, just like all the region of Tucson. So I know you have a lot of challenges, but with the womb, with the Baichi Skook, together we are stronger. Together we are stronger because we got all the beautiful people behind me and all over this city and beyond the city limits that need to support you in the work that you do. You can count on the Don Arthur Nation to always be there. We are not only your friends, we are your family, and we continue to hold out this great region in Southern Arizona. Thank you for the time and the opportunity. I apologize for my delay, but it's traffic, so we've got to fix the traffic. Honorable Mayor, thank you very much. God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you. Abelita, thank you. Would you mind giving us a couple? Wow.
Mayor Valenzuela. City of South Tucson. My name is Adelita Grijalva. I'm the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. I wanted to congratulate you all and extend our hand at Pima County to figure out how we're going to find solutions to the problems that we all face. Thank you for your partnership, leadership. Thank you to the Pascuayaki tribe and the Don Arthur Nation for their presence here. I think it says a lot about how much we want to work together in partnership to create a community that's good for all of us. And so it's one of those things where, like, you're in the heart of, right at the edge of my district, but you're part of all of our communities. Mm-hmm. And so we want, all of us want the city of South Tucson to be successful so we can all rise together.
Yes.
So muchas gracias, felicidades, que viva la lucha.
Que viva. For those of you that know me, I'm not a very emotional person, but dang, it's great.
Stop, I'm gonna cry.
So, at this time, if I could get a motion for the appointment of vice mayor and the appointment of... I don't need a motion. All right. So at this time, I would like to open up the floor to my colleagues. If you guys have some chairs, some statements or speeches to share with everybody. We can start with you, Dulce.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Microphones aren't on, right? Microphones aren't on.
Yeah, they are.
I feel so humbled and so grateful to be in this room with you all. I keep getting goosebumps every time somebody comes up here and talks because it's just all this talk about working together and, you know, unifying and really working to find the solutions to all these really, really real and really important issues that we're facing as a community. And I'm just so excited to work with you all. I know it's not going to be easy. And I know it's going to be a lot of work. I keep hearing that. And people are like, are you sure you want to do this? And I'm like, absolutely, yes, why not? But I'm just so grateful to you all. And thank you all so much for your support. We're so excited. I can't promise that I have all the answers to all the issues that we're going to face or that we are facing, but I can promise that we're going to make every attempt possible. We're going to chase every opportunity that is available to us and bring in resources and do everything that we can, everything that is available to us, to be able to create a healthier, safer, cleaner South Tucson, which is all what we want. Everybody here in the city absolutely deserves to be able to walk outside and feel safe and feel comfortable. And excited to be a part of this community. And I think I want to do that in a way that honors the legacies of the past. So thank you to everyone who has been here and really honor the history, the rich history and culture that we have here in South Tucson, while also working to find creative and new ways to approach these issues. So thank you all so much for being here.
Wow.
super emotional, so if I cry, you can cry with me. These are happy tears. I am so grateful to everybody in this room. I know so many of the faces that are here, and this is incredible support, not just for me personally, but for everybody up here with me. Because we all come from a different background. Many of us up here do a lot of work in the community and have historically done that. So I'm looking forward for us to use that tool bag of work in the community to really connect with our residents here and, you know, be transparent, be open. We want to hear from our residents. We want us to work on these problems together, to come together and find the great solutions. And just thank you all so much. I'm so grateful for you all being here to support us, and thank you. Thank you.
He looks cool.
Well, yeah, as my colleagues now.
Yeah.
That's wild. As my colleagues stated, I am honored that all of you came out and took time from your very, very busy lives and just your families to share in this moment with us. It means a lot to me. I have a lot of things in my office back at work at Chicano por la Causa. I have trinkets, I have Hot Wheels, I have various items that help me pass the time, but I have various other things that remind me in times good and bad why I do what I do. I have my graduation cap right by my desk, and on it is a patch of a fist with Santa Fe print. Melissa, I don't know if you remember, it was a late April afternoon that I walked into the shop, and I knew when I saw the patch that I needed to have it on my graduation cap. So, that's the one. It also has writing that my sisters helped put on it 2 hours before I walked graduation, because it was a very colorful night right before, so I didn't have time to make the graduation cap. It says, por mi gente, por mi barrio, here I stand. And so that last part is a reference to the famous Chicano poem by Corti Rodriguez. If I'm remembering that correctly, it's I Am Joaquin. That is a story of how our people have endured through thick and thin, through times good and bad, how we have been there for one another, and it tells our story. So this cap was representative of how, when I graduated and when I got that degree, that wasn't just something that was a win for me, that was a win for my people, for my city, for the people that I was going to be working for. Day in and day out, the people from the city come into the office and I help them from the bottom of my heart. I intend to bring that same fire and I intend to bring that same passion to this, which is just an extension of my community service. But I will admit that this one is a little bit for me, if I can take a moment to be a little bit selfish. Growing up in a barrio not terribly dissimilar from this, growing up on streets, very similar to these, I was told many, many times that I wasn't going to amount to anything, that I wasn't going to get very far. And the odds were kind of leaning towards that, and in a way, as much as I hate to admit it, these people, in a way, were right. Here I am. I truly feel in this moment that I wasn't really meant to get too far, because the work that I need to do with my life is here. I am meant to work for the people who live in City South Tucson, and I know that being up here now. So, once again, I thank you all for coming out, and I look forward to working for the city. Thank you.
My name's Brian Flagg. I've lived and worked in this community at Casa Maria for 40 years. And this year's different, you know? Because a few weeks ago, that threat about our community being threatened with the biggest massive deportation in history, I mean, that's happened in the last few weeks. And if you look around at our community, it's a big deal. And a lot of people have fear. And there's this attempt to intimidate us, but, you know, I'm here tonight with the new council and with all of you, and I have faith as I look out over this crowd that the people here are going to stand up for the community who are under threat from really that devil that threatens to, like, do the biggest massive deportation in history. So we've got our work cut out for us here in South Tucson, especially all over the city of Tucson, all over the county. And we, this is time to stand tall, to stand up and answer the bell and get out there and fight for the least of the people in our community. Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll say a few words. It's kind of hard following that, and the great story from Pablo, too. I mean, man. But I could really, really relate to that. And I remember being young, wanting to get the heck out of here, you know, wanting to get out of Tucson just in general. But as I grew and I matured, and my roots grew further into my barrio. It's funny because I actually wasn't raised in South Tucson. My mom lived in South Tucson, and they moved to, like, the Sunnyside area. And that's where I kind of grew up. But my kids, when I got custody of my daughters, they were here in South Tucson, so I decided to move here so they could keep going to Ochoa. And it was one of the best things I ever did for us. And my roots are strong here, and I want to continue fighting for our community. My daughter's now raising her daughter in South Tucson, and I want to make sure that my grandkids have a safe place to be and to grow and to learn, and hopefully they'll stay in the community and continue to build, because that's what South Tucson's about. It's about us coming together and about us doing the work. So thank you all for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Right on.
And also, thank you all for your hard work, because you all wouldn't be here for if it weren't for the hard work you all did to get here. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys did amazing.
Yeah.
Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Yes, so moved.
Pablo seconded it. All right. So everybody, say aye.
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 Okay.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Let's go party.